Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm here with Johnny Fox London outside the Richmond Theatre, and we've seen Mike Scott, is it? His play, Funny Peculiar. Now, it certainly was peculiar, wasn't it, John? But it wasn't particularly funny, and I noticed a few people were saying that as we were walking out. And you missed the end bit, but I just filled you in on it. They all have sex and live happily ever after, but I don't think you really missed anything either.
I hasten to point out I was in the toilet, not asleep.
I thought you went to go play the lottery or something.
it's billed as a comedy, and it has all the ingredients
of a farce.
A poor set, a farcical situation, characters not wearing very clever costumes. Mm. The only thing is, there aren't any laughs. And in the whole of the first half hour, I don't think the audience really laughed once, except perhaps nervously.
Yeah.
It's dated. It's a 1970s or I think it's about 1976. And it's billed as the comedy that launched the careers of Richard Beckinsale and Julie Walters. So either they were much better at it than this cast, and I don't think it actually is the acting. I think it's just the fact that the material has dated so very badly. There's no actual racism in it, but there's a lot of poking fun right in the first 10 minutes are all about an unfortunate gay vicar who hangs himself from the bell tower.
Yes, that was hilarious.
Rather than face up to the persecutions of his neighbours. And that's followed by a lot of ridiculing of a young man who has learning difficulties. And it just isn't the kind of thing we still laugh at. Yeah.
Well, actually, maybe if the vicar was found in a Ziploc bag in the bathroom or something like that, that would at least been more relevant.
With an orange in his mouth and a Tory MP. Yes, you could update. I agree. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Work on that idea. Why don't you?
Well, suggest that to Richard.
I should suggest it to the cast, who I think would be very grateful for anything. They are working very hard, but to no avail.
I know. I'm exhausted just watching them.
Exactly. This is a Tuesday night opening performance at Richmond, because Monday was cancelled due to poor ticket sales, and I suspect it's going to be just as thin for the rest of the week.
Yes, but it is only here, mercifully, for a week. But
I don't know quite how long the tour is, although it has been to several other cities before now, but don't expect it in the West End anytime soon.
No, unless they're doing a crap English plays review or something like that.
Yeah, it is really down there with Too Close to the Sun.
Yes, okay, over and out.